The US troops have been announced to be withdrawn from the Turkey-Syria border, and this leaves the Kurdish SDF forces to face a new potential threat, a military invasion from Turkey. The Syrian Democratic Forces have been integral in the fight against the Islamic State over the years, and Aziz Baumend, the president of the Kurdish Lobby Australia, talked to me about how the Kurds have responded.
It's really the decision of one man rather than the American people or the American nation. But we are overwhelmed by the support shown by the American people in defiance of this presidential decision, evidenced by Twitter, TV interviews, and other pronouncements by politicians and non-politicians, ordinary Americans. But the impact of that decision will go beyond the Kurds. It will give a definite, clear signal to enemies of freedom that the U.S. administration cannot be depended on. When the going gets tough, America will pack up and leave, if not run. Friends of America, friends of freedom, if you like, those who want peace and freedom, they will have second thoughts about relying on the United States. What is really the value of treaties with the U.S. if a president can simply say, well, it's no longer in America's interest, or I need to bring American troops home?
The psychological outcome is on the world stage, but what about the Kurds themselves?
We do not know what Turkey's President Erdogan will actually do and when he will do it. He's been threatening to invade Rojava, northern Syria, for some time now. They are ready to move in. If they do that, they will create hundreds of thousands of new refugees and probably more than a million internally displaced people. They are not after terrorists, as they claim. Kurdish forces have never attacked Turkey, Kurdish forces based in Rojava, northern Syria, I'm talking about. They have always expressed this desire to sit down and talk with Turkish leaders about peace and protection of the border. So the Turkish ultimate aim, of course, is significant demographic change to replace the Kurdish people in the area with Turkey-friendly Arab refugees. The ultimate aim of the Republic of Turkey since its proclamation in 1923 has been to obliterate Kurdish identity by whatever means they seem necessary.
Has Australia's response been adequate in the face of this?
It has not been adequate. Australia has never addressed the problems properly in public. The only reaction I'm aware of is defense ministers or foreign affairs ministers saying, you know, let's all be quiet and let's all not do anything in haste. That is just not enough. The Australian government can take a public stand to say this is wrong. You cannot just threaten a neighboring sovereign UN member state. You have no basis of accusing people of terrorism. And the Australian government can also take the issue to the United Nations. But more importantly, I think what I want to emphasize is that the Australian people can be far more effective than the Australian government by boycotting Turkish products and services, especially tourism. Those who feel compelled that they have to go to Turkey because of Anzac commemorations, we say, fine, please do so, but learn a bit more about Turkey's history of repression, of genocide, and the ongoing repression. It could be far worse than anything we have seen so far, at least in this century. We just don't know yet. Appeasement has never worked. We know that from those who tried to appease Hitler.
Aziz Baumend, president of Kurdish Lobby Australia, speaking about the Kurdish response to the withdrawal of US troops from Syria.